Beitza Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beitza Bavli Daf Beis. We begin at the beginning of Meseches Beitza on Daf Aruf Alamud Aleph of the Mishnah. Beitza Shenolda B'Yom Tov, Beishamai Oimim Teichol, Beisela Oimim Lo Seichol. If an egg was laid on Yom Tov, Beishamai say it may be eaten, Beisela say it may not be eaten that day. The Gemara says, Ma Taman de Beishamai Muchenesi Al Gav Ima. The Gemara asks, what's the reasoning of Beishamai? It's not Muksa, since it was prepared on account of its mother, there was not Muksa at the onset of Yom Tov. Ma'ata mun de Beishilol. Na'as is kamuksa, sheyovash v'leyodabai, ila muksa, sheyovash v'leyodabai, shema eino osa. What's the reasoning of Beishilol? It's like muksa fruit, such as semi-dried grape or fig, that's inedible because of its moistness, when he was unaware that it had dried on Shabbos. Would it not be prohibited? The Hatani Hashechet is a Tanagoris of Matzah Besecha Beitzim, Afalpi Gemuris, Hari Elu Mutoris. The Gemara asks a question from a Braitha: if one slaughtered a hen and found eggs inside it, even if they're finished so they can no longer be considered a limb of the hen, which would have meant that they are permitted through the slaughtering, they are nevertheless permitted. This Braitha follows Beis Hillel, so why are the eggs permitted? Even if they are found finished inside the hen, they should be prohibited, as he was unaware that they were finished. V'chananiyeh v'mana chadama loydeme tam achilasa mifnim latam achilasa mibachutz. The answer is both V'chananiyeh and v'mana explained that the case of a laid egg is different, but for different reasons. One said that the taste of an egg that was not yet laid is dissimilar to the taste of an egg that was laid. V'chorana ama she'ena nigmeres lefoyach ashetetze lachutz. The other one said that only an egg that was laid can develop into a chicken. Therefore, the unlaid egg is certainly still considered to be food, like the hen that it came from. Mahim b'chalav, the Gemara asks, at what stage of growth may eggs inside the hen be eaten with dairy products, as they're no longer considered to be part of the hen? Nema im hayu m'urois lagidim asuris imlav mutaris. The answer is, if they're still attached to the spine with sinews, they are prohibited with milk. Hakam oidim abeitza sheyotza ruba me'av yomtov shehine cheles b'yomtov. All agree that if most of the egg was laid before Yom Tov, it may be eaten on Yom Tov. Ma'apligin b'shiyotzim mi'uta b'shamay oimim toichol b'yisrael oimim lo toichol. Where the dispute, when only part had been laid before Yom Tov, b'shamay say that it may be eaten and b'yisrael say it may not. K'shem shehi asur le'achol kachi asur l'taltel. Just as if it's prohibited to eat, so it's prohibited to move it, as it's muksa. Nis'arva achas emeya oy achas be'elef kulan asurois. Even if it became mixed with 100 or 1,000 other eggs, they're all prohibited. Ma commander amma safik hachin osa, but commander amma safik hachin mutter. The Gemara asked, this is fine according to the opinion that holds that if an item is doubtfully muxa, it's prohibited. But how does this fit in with the opinion that holds that it's permitted? Maiduhu hacha, shihu osa, nishrin, safik meayim noshu, safik meesmol noshu. From hacha yeshkan achas la'eresor, the muchachas al kulam. The Gemara answers that he agrees that it's prohibited here. They disagree in a case where there were fruits that might have fallen from the tree today on Yom Tov, or might have fallen yesterday, where there might not be a prohibition. They might not be prohibited at all. But over here, there's certainly a prohibited egg if it became mixed with many others, and we are not certain which is the prohibited egg.